And finally, a documentary film has recently been released in the United States exploring Pope John Paul II's historic 9-day pilgrimage to Poland in June of 1979. Former Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Newt Gingrich and his wife Callista produced the film titled 9 Days That Changed the World. Irene Lagan spoke with the Gingriches about the enduring lessons of the visit.
Well, I think one of the primary messages of this movie is that no state or government can get between you and God, that true freedom can only be achieved and sustained through our faith.
In the first showings that we've had, where we've had a chance to talk afterwards with people, there is a whole new generation of young people who've grown up after the Soviet Union, after the profound struggle for liberty. And we find, as we talk to them, that they are inspired by this movie, and equally important, they're educated by it. This is not stuff that their secular professors or their history teachers are going to cover.
At one point, I think it was Newt, perhaps, who mentioned the parallels between communism in Poland and the growing secularism that we see not only just in Europe, but in the U.S. as well. Can you elaborate
sure.
on that?
I think it's a very accurate statement. You have a very secular, hostile bureaucracy in Brussels. You have a very secular, hostile pattern in the courts, the bureaucracies, and the news media in the United States. I remind audiences that Pope John Paul II was visiting a country where the government would not allow children to pray in school and where the government was tearing down crosses. Well, those two things describe the United States today. And I think the people of faith have to understand the degree to which we are under enormous pressure from secularization and the degree to which secularism is aggressively trying to wipe out religion in any public expression. And yet, how can you describe Western civilization if you eliminate all of the religious components? In our movie, In 9 Days That Changed the World, the Pope makes the point that combining democracy with relativism may be the most devastating threat to religious faith that we've ever faced, because relativism, this idea that there is no right or wrong, there is no God, there is no faith, in many ways it undermines our very humanness and leaves us vulnerable to being preyed upon by various fanatic political movements.